The Institute of African Knowledge, INSTAK, has begun collecting material for the new museum, which seeks to ensure that Africa stops relying on outsiders, especially former colonizers, to tell liberation war stories. The chairperson of INSTAK, Professor Simbi Mbako, said the research institute will be collecting liberation war artifacts and recording oral histories to preserve the story of African countries. While the museum will be in Zimbabwe, Mbako says it is meant to preserve the history of all African countries that were colonized. Mbako said African history cannot continue to be told by secondary parties and hopes the museum will enable the primary sources of African history to tell their own stories.
To the establishment of a museum which will house the various stories, images and artifacts to help us tell the story of our independence. The museum will be based in Zimbabwe, but will not be exclusively a Zimbabwean project. The museum will encompass other African countries that fought liberation wars like ourselves.
Mbako says Zimbabwe is setting the platform for other African countries to follow.
What we do in this country will be an example of what other African countries should also do to record their own history in their own countries, but which will be warehoused here in Zimbabwe.
Mike Madiro is the Deputy Minister of Home Affairs and Cultural Heritage. He describes the recording of the Liberation War information and the collection of artifacts as an exciting project that will tell the story of the liberation struggle completely.
Collection or recording of Liberation War history from individuals and communities that hosted Liberation War fighters, as well as recording personal accounts of the fighters themselves, is a critical and unavoidable requirement in reconstructing credible accounts surrounding the prosecution of the Liberation War. Hence, this campaign we are launching today.
Victor Matema Danda is the Deputy Minister of Defense and War Veterans Affairs.
As Zimbabweans, it is important that the history of our liberation is captured from our own perspective as a people of Zimbabwe. We are here presented with an opportunity to capture and document our liberation history, narrated as first-hand information from our living veterans who took part in the armed struggle.
INSTAK says the government has already provided land for the construction of the museum near the country's national shrine. The plans of the building are underway, and once the Harare City Council approves them, construction will begin. For now, the Zimbabwe government is providing the funds, but other countries are expected to pledge financial support as the project grows. In September, INSTAK also launched the Africa Factbook, which is designed to dispel what many people see as myths and misrepresentations of the continent found in many Western histories. For VOA, this is Rutendo Mawere in Harare.